When the Lafayette Farmers Market opens tomorrow morning, it will not accept food stamps in exchange for produce. As WBAA's Emily Seiberg reports, the market, run by Greater Lafayette Commerce, has been authorized to accept those benefits since February of 2016. But more than 2 years later, the program has yet to begin.
On Saturday mornings between May and October, a crowd converges on downtown Lafayette to visit the Lafayette Farmers Market. Though it doesn't take them yet, it's one of 75 markets in Indiana officially authorized to accept benefits from the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP.
We're hopeful for June as soon as we can, but I'm not going to, no date in place yet.
That's Emily Colombo. She's the office manager and farmers market liaison for Greater Lafayette Commerce. Colombo's farmers market responsibilities were started in 2017, a year after the market had been authorized to accept SNAP.
We were approved, but we didn't have everything else in place, and the pieces just didn't fall for us to be able to start the program.
Taking SNAP requires a machine to run the debit cards beneficiaries use, a machine GLC has had since last summer. It also takes tokens to give to users, which GLC has. So why has the process taken more than 2 years?
Time, for one. I mean, I'm only one person, me, myself. We didn't have a market master last year, so it was tough just to be able to physically have the time to do all of it. We don't have a lot of volunteers with the Lafayette Market, so it's just me trying to put the pieces together.
The process was extremely simple. I got online. There was a form to fill out. I filled out the form, submitted it.
Adrian Akers is the market master for the Kokomo Farmers Market and is one of several people interviewed for this story who say the implementation process took their market nowhere near 2 years. And in that time, Tippecanoe County social service agencies who work with low-income, food-insecure populations using SNAP have been asking for action. Last April, a survey asked clients at several agencies to gauge their interest in using their SNAP benefits at the farmers market. 84% of those surveyed said they would attend the market more often if SNAP was accepted.
I feel like that's a real black-and-white question. Are low-income people receiving fresh fruit and vegetables part of your mission? Yes or no? Not maybe, or we'd like it to be, or anything else.
Pauline Shen founded Veggie Drop, which picks up leftover produce at farmers markets and distributes it to food pantries. She also works in community outreach for the Tippecanoe County Health Department and says she has advocated to get SNAP up and running at the Lafayette Farmers Market since 2015. But Shen says her efforts to bring SNAP to the market have largely been frustrating.
Yeah, it's okay. Just let us do it or ask us to help you, right? But don't keep slamming down the phone and refusing to meet with us, refusing to answer emails, and being rude and unprofessional.
Many markets forge partnerships with social service agencies and invested community members in order to disseminate information directly to their client base, which can be one of the most vital ways to advertise the program and ensure its success. But several agencies in the Lafayette area confirmed this week that they had received no recent updates from GLC about the start of the program this summer or requests for volunteer help. Here's GLC's Emily Colombo again.
I've only ever been honest and forthright in that we're working through the process, and we have, you know, we're, as soon as I have more to give you, we will gladly sit down and talk about it and work through it. But I mean, until we have our in place, I don't have specifics.
But the first step is making them feel that somebody gives a damn.
Katie Bunder is the executive director of Food Finders Food Bank. She says living on a small income is isolating, and those who struggle with food insecurity need to feel included in the larger community. And she says the more people who have healthy food, the better for the whole community.
If they could go to the farmer's market and see how delicious a tomato tastes when it's just been picked, it would do us all a world of good, not just the client.
But vendors at a market must still choose individually whether they'll accept SNAP. As Gary Cox of Trinity Acres Farm sets out his lettuce, asparagus, and eggs, he says he has mixed feelings.
I think it's great that we're able to provide that for those people, but I also believe that it's better to teach a person to fish than to give them a fish. So.
Farmers market vendors who offer fresh produce, meat, baked goods, and dairy products may accept SNAP. Those who offer non-food items or food for on-site consumption may not. GLC's Emily Colombo says only about a third of the 39 vendors at the Lafayette Market each Saturday even qualify. For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.